All right, so we were just chit-chatting a little bit during the song, and I hope you guys like that. But Angie, why don't you tell us about your difficult guitar parts and about math rock too? School of Sol and math rock, both of you.
I would say that most of my parts are not difficult, but I do like to make them more difficult than just traditional, like kind of indie punk or whatever. Just because, like, I really, really love math rock. Like, I love bands like TTNG, like Covet. I know Plyphia is more prog, but I don't care.
Yes,
they're definitely up there
prog.
For me. I like Tiny Moving Parts, which has like math influence. I just love like more complex guitar parts to the point that Celeste always has to like bully me into dumbing them down.
Well, because sometimes it's I think there's a balance between what's enjoyable for you and what's enjoyable
for the
other
audience.
People to listen
yeah,
to.
Because otherwise I would literally just
otherwise
be out there
it would be like incomprehensible.
It would be like a
fast
sonata. I don't know.
That would be just pretty awesome, though.
It would just be me, like, trying my hardest to play as fast as possible. Like, it would just be very chaotic.
Sweat caked.
But I feel like if I fully, like, just wanted to do all that math rock stuff, it would be less full because of our limitation of one guitarist. Because I feel like we need those chords in there.
Yeah, we do.
Crunchy chords. I really love the distortion of your guitars.
Math rock?
Thanks. It's from a DS1. It's like a that orange Boss pedal that most people own.
Which I don't own. I don't own pedals because, like I said, I sit at my desk playing covers of metal songs and I'm not even that good.
That's how it starts, though.
It's true.
That's how it starts.
You gotta start somewhere, and math rock is not even about math, so.
That's true. Yeah. So, like, what is math rock really? And is it connected to prog at all? Because I'm a prog snob.
It is connected to prog. To prog. Most people who, like, either like the other as well, or they either love math rock and hate prog, or love prog and hate math rock. It's like very like you either love both or you hate one of them.
Interesting.
At least that's what I've seen. Like, math rock is more like, I don't know, like both of them include like obviously changes in like tempo and time signature.
Yeah, time signature. That's what I was going to ask about.
Key and stuff like that. But prog is more, I feel like, more intense and more based off of metal.
Yeah.
And math rock is more like, you think of, like, emo or, like, indie rock kind of
feeling. Oh, that's
feeling.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And they kind of, like, similar, but, like, coming from different...
Yeah, angles.
Angles. That's,
but they're
that's
both, like, like, inclusive of, like, being more complex than just, like...
Basic 4/4 time.
Yeah, just
like what kind of time signatures do you guys tend to play in?
Oh, we basically play in 4. I'm pretty sure we just play in 4/4 like the whole time. But you know, I'd say we're more math influenced. We're not like math rock. I think that would drive Celeste crazy if we were.
It would.
It probably would. I'd be pulling my hair out. I just
we can't have that.
I'm not wild enough for this. I'm not, you know, an ethereal being.
That can take all that math.
900 fingers.
That's impressive, though. So how does tapping, like, you mentioned tapping, like, what do you mean tapping? Like, how does that play into the guitar technique?
I love tapping, like, so much.
Do you just literally, like, tap on the strings? Like, I think maybe I've done, like...
It's like, well, there are different types of tapping. Like, the tapping you usually think about is, like, you press down with, like, okay, you're holding a guitar. I'm doing a visualization for it.
Okay.
For all the 10 people listening at home. you press your finger down, like, up on the fret. So, like, let's say your pointer finger is, like, pressing down, like, you know, a string on the 5th fret.
Okay.
And then the same string you would tap down
on the 12th
fret or something.
Oh, I've done that
let
before.
It go. Yes.
Because you know what I was trying to... You know Toccata and Fugue in D... Is it D minor? Or in something?
I think I know what
it's
you're
the,
talking
it's
about.
It's the, you know, the...
Yes.
Yeah, that song. There's, like, a tapping bit in it, and I tried to learn, like, part of it. So, yeah, I've tapped a little bit. Very, very briefly.
Can I just say that song sounds evil?
Like, it does.
The way that it
sounds. No, it totally does.
No,
is evil. It's malicious.
Yeah, it's all about the intervals, you know, the sound evil mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I just, I really like tapping, and like, I also enjoy, like, I'm starting to get more into like, I think it's called like glitch tapping or
what is that?
Tapping. Yeah, that sounds it's like fake. It's where you like. You're pressing down like chords, and you're like, you can also slide with like this finger, so it's
dang.
Like that's too confusing. I wish I could like
cyberpunk tapping,
kind of like I can't really demonstrate it for it's very cool, and I really like stuff like that. And I don't know, I just love tapping, and like every single song of ours would have tapping if Celeste didn't stop me.
Oh my goodness,
I'm sorry, all you tapping fans out there that I have inhibited. For tapping.
I know it's not necessarily that impressive of a technique. I just enjoy it for some reason.
I think it's kind of I think it is impressive because, like, whenever I tried to tap, like, just following a correct rhythm, like, especially when I was learning,
yeah,
like, that
like
toccata.
Two hands.
Yeah, it has to, like, be in sync.
That's true.
So I
really
like... it's a respectable profession.
Yeah, I really like it because it's, like... if you can do it well enough, it's almost like they're two different guitars playing together.
No, exactly. That's what's like really cool about it.
Yeah, and I really like filling out like our sound and stuff.
Angie's killer guitar
tap
player.
God. No, you have some sick riffs in there. In all
kidding.
Seriousness.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't laugh. This is serious. You laughed again.
I'm sorry.
You're taking the seriousness out of her compliment. Yeah, accept
your gift.
Thank you.
Your gift. Exactly.
Thanks for my gift.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Chrysler.
You know.
It's really good. Yeah. No,
it's weird when people say gifts sometimes, though, because it almost negates the fact that somebody's worked hours.
Oh, that's
hours.
True. That's also fair.
I mean, I'm not gonna get stingy about...
I don't... I'm sure I practiced a lot, but I don't really remember it now that I'm, like, an adult.
That's fair enough.
It's all just time.
It all becomes
passed.
A blur.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, it's like when you just get too into it, and then someone's like, how do you play this, like this chord? And you're just like, I don't know how to break this down.
No, true. You're just like so up there.
Not, I wouldn't say
no,
I'm so
there,
up there.
There's a lot of things like that in life where
you're just too invested in
no,
it.
No, like it's
someone's like, can you break down this essential thing? And you're like, no.
No, that's like me with accounting. Like, one of my friends, I was like helping her out, and she was like, can you explain this? I'm like, I'm trying to find the words, but it's like integrated into my mind, and I know how to do it, and I can't break it down.
And I would say, you are so below me.
Oh my god.
Not really. It's just, you know.
No, hard work.
The disparity of, then, you know, the amount you've worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. I understand.
I think Celeste has done a good job of learning her instrument rapidly.
I know. Like, if you started, like, 3 years ago, that's insane. And the band started 2 years ago, like,
yeah.
That's just, like, a year of bass experience.
So it was
it'll be, like, 2 years in, like, December or something.
I was like, hey, I did this, I guess.
I did this, I guess.
It took us, like, a long while to get out our debut EP, but now that that's out, I'm like, okay, we're kind of a band now.
You know.
No, you have a debut EP, but you're still kind of a band.
We're a band. We're
75%, like, what's the percentage rate of completion on this?
We're
we're mobilizing. We're finally initiating.
It's like a real-time strategy.
Yeah. We're finally progressing. Like, we were just kind of in our own little hut, not doing anything, and now we're kind of like, okay, we're a band now.
Now we have resources and minerals, and we're...
Oh, one question that just popped into my head. Like, where'd you guys record your parts for everything?
Oh, well, our drummer, Cam, is also a music production student, so...
Whoa, that's sick.
Yeah, it was all recorded, like, either in their dorm or their house, and, you know...
That's awesome.
Yeah, we paid them a fair and reasonable price that, the money that we earned from, like, playing shows and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
So, it was good, and they also mixed and mastered it.
Yeah, it sounds quite nice.
Yes. It's well done. Everyone seems to be surprised that it was done in like a dorm.
No, I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah. I absolutely wouldn't have.
I stared at this woman's because Cam has pictures of
athletes,
student athletes in their closet, like posters that they hand out, and I stared into this one student's face so long.
Into their eyes.
I started bursting out laughing in the middle of a track, so we had to redo that.
Oh my god.
It was way too intense for me to just be face to face, literally. You know?
That's hilarious.
The only thing I really like regret about it is I wish I had given myself more time to do vocals, because I was just like, I don't know. I'm also a harsh critic of.
I'm okay with my vocals.
Yeah.
No, I think you're a harsh critic. I think you have to give yourself some more credit here. The vocals came out quite nice.
Yeah.
On both of your parts.
Yeah, I think Cam did a good job of...
They're pretty groovy.
Pulling it together.
Yeah.
I wish I had a good singing voice, but alas, I sound like a dying animal.
Hey, you know, there's rooms for all types of things in this world.
No, it's true. You know, you hear some music out there with voices that you think you would never hear on a record, but
that's
true. And people
yeah, buy them.
People buy them.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Honestly, nothing is off limits at this point.
That's true.
It's just like people, even if you think you're not like a good singer, someone out there would probably buy your record. Let's be dead serious.
That's true, statistically speaking.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's wholesome, though.
Someone will appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's so wholesome. That's like, there's hope in the world.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
How long did like the whole recording process take?
The
whole mixing, mastering, preparation.
I don't know, because I was eating a lot of M&Ms at the time, but and she could probably.
The recording probably took like, well, it was dragged out a bit, I feel like. So like it was like a month or two for recording, just because it was like everyone scheduled school and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like the mixing and mastering probably took like only a month or two, just because Cam is also a busy person.
That doesn't seem like,
so it was, like
that
four
long
months
though.
Total, probably.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't.
It was very quick.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. To me, that seems quick.
We just really, really wanted to have music out there because we had been playing live shows for a while, and we're just like, we really need something. We need like we have shirts and stuff, but like we don't have CDs.
They're very nice shirts, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Very soft.
Yes. Thank you. Our cool artist friends made them.
They are quite swaggy.
They are.
Yeah.
You go up and down the street, and those people are gonna, they're gonna notice, and they're gonna say, "Hey, nice shirt."
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's gonna happen.
So, how many shows have you guys like played? Like, can you give
total?
A ballpark?
Total?
Yeah, in total.
Maybe, like, am I crazy for thinking, like, 50?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, that's insane, though. That's like a tour.
We've been on a tour.
Okay, you guys gotta
but
talk
not
about
like a,
that.
Not, like, a full U.S.
Yeah,
tour.
Not
just
not
from,
all,
like, yeah. Just from Philly to Maine.
No.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. I was gonna say the other way. I was like, no, Maine to Philly.
Yeah, my
bad. When did that take place?
That took place... Not this summer, but last summer.
Okay.
This summer was when we, like, finalized, like, when I was, like, making CDs and, like, we were finishing up and, like, we released the EP.
That's sick.
So that was, like, this summer activity. I don't know what the next summer will entail. We're definitely trying
That's
to do
true.
More stuff, so.
Mm. We'll That's see. Pretty awesome. How is, like, quote-unquote tour life? Tour life for the up-and-coming bands.
Exit tour life. You just have to be prepared, and obviously you should know some people before you go.
Yes, you should know some people before you go, because you're going to want to stay somewhere, and you should really have your finances together, because tolls are expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot those exist!
That's not what you think about when you plan a tour, but you should be thinking about
tolls
that.
Tolls are the worst.
Yike.
I regret not being prepared for the tolls.
Also, Wawa is great. And
What is it?
Wawa?
It's like a
convenience store in New Jersey, Philly.
It's really good.
It is really good. It's like really, really good. It's like I would say personally that it's better than Cumberland Farms, but that's my
really
no. It is, because they serve like really good.
Well,
food.
In your opinion,
yeah, in your opinion.
No. Not in my. Well, no. Yes, actually, Sorry.
We're trying not to get...
Sorry, I got so caught up in my own.
You're all good, you're all good. You're dancing on the edge of the abyss, but you saved yourself.
Yeah.
Thank Angie for that one.
I'm so sorry. I got so caught up.
Yeah.
You're all good.
That's a lie there, you know.
But like, I feel like every band that goes on tour and like isn't from New Jersey is like, yeah, like Wawa's sick, and they're right. They're right. I mean, they say it in that voice, but they're right.
So, it's do y'all have, like, a manager?
Cool. We are the manager.
You are the manager. Both of you, or all three of you? Like,
I would say I'm mostly the manager.
Angie is mostly the manager.
Break it down into percentages.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm the shaman.
The shaman.
Celeste is the looks, and I'm the manager.
I'm not the. You're the same. You're such a liar, my dear.
But yeah, no, I definitely like try to coordinate stuff.
I'm the shaman.
You're the shaman. Wait, what does that entail?
Like, I don't know. It's like a D&D.
I know about like D&D.
It's not a D&D type thing. I genuinely think I contribute to the spiritual
well-being
of our
two-headed
band.
I like that. Spiritual well-being. You are the shaman.
I say, hey, you want like a mint? That's what I do when you're sad. Say, hey, you want a mint?
You should give everybody a pack of, like, free mints with each physical copy of the CD, because, like, with sadness, if mints make you happy when you're sad...
I mean, you know, I'm no clinical psychologist.
If you purchase it, the CD or the shirts off of Bandcamp, which that's where they are, you can get a free sticker, you know?
You guys have stickers?
Yeah.
I did not bring any. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring them, you know, next time I visit.
Yeah, next time you guys are here. You guys gotta visit again.
I got hella stickers that are not on me, though.
Celeste will definitely be...
I got mad stickers.
You have a lot of stickers. Yeah. Yeah. We have stickers, so we'll bring
them. What do they look like? Can you describe them just a little bit?
You know, a tapir design.
Ah, okay. That's a cool one. Wearing the little party hat. Yeah. It's adorbs.
Yes. We might be designing... like having different stickers soon.
Okay.
Just because like my girlfriend made a really cool like design for the like J card of the cassette tapes, and I kind of want to have that as a sticker. It's like a TV with static.
Ooh, and that's
like
cool.
our name.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited for that.
Wow.
So I kind of feel that I might know where this came from, but your band name, like, that's a classic question every interviewer asks.
Yeah.
But you want to care to comment on it?
We've gotten many, many compliments on it. It's definitely a good move, I think, having that band name.
For sure.
Because, you know, it references the fact that we are twin sisters. Identical twin sisters.
Yeah, that's a nice like
that
nod
we have
to that.
Shared a body at one and, point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot my biology.
Zygo pals.
It splits.
Zygo pals. That could have been a
like
name
zoo
for
pals,
it, but
Zygo pals.
But I mean, I like two-headed girl better than Zygo pals.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I mean, her name on my phone is Fetal Roommate.
Fetal Roommate.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
I mean, that place was messy. Let me tell you.
Yeah. We had some times in there. Really makes you think.
Closer. Yeah. Bond. All that.
The Bachelor.
But yeah, our band name also references Neutral Milk Hotel song, Two-Headed Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which I didn't know. Are they an indie band? Forgive my ignorance.
They indeed are very indie folk.
They blew up around like 2012 again.
Yeah, but they were like a 90s type of thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I got
singing
you.
Saws.
I mean,
acoustic guitars.
They are good.
Deep vocals. Very good.
90s, yeah.
Accordion type stuff.
Accordion, really?
Yeah. They're like folk, like indie folk indie type folk. Stuff. It's really good though, but we sound nothing like it, I feel like, but we do really like folk music, and that's where we both like kind of fell in love with music, I feel like.
That's
with
awesome.
That band.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, do you guys have any other like comments? Or things to mention on air before we play the last song? and the interview?
If you want to, you know, look us, if you want to hug, just ask. But also, if you want to check us out, Two-Headed Girl on most things, you'll find us pretty easily. You could purchase our album digitally, you know, it's or physically on Bandcamp or shirts or whatever. And if you, you know, follow us and stuff, you can come out to a show and decide if you like us live. Which I hope you do, because I feel
so.
We're very intense live as a
person. I gotta see you guys perform live.
Yeah. We got some killer moves.
We recently added
dance?
Not exactly.
Not necessarily.
It's hard to dance.
Headbanging?
I'd say more headbanging.
Oh, good. I can vibe with that as a metalhead. I can totally vibe.
Yeah.
We recently started adding, giving our drummer, Cam, a mic, and I think that really added to it.
Oh,
so
that's
it's like
awesome.
The lower octave.
That's wholesome.
With us. I think it's pretty cool, so.
Nice.
I'd say we're also pretty, pretty funny in person.
Nah, you guys are.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. And maybe not over radio, but.
I'm not too sure if
maybe
if
I can,
it translates, but.
I could tickle you in person.
I mean, we could
my words.
I think it translates. I think you guys have a good sense of humor. But then again, not. Like, am I even qualified to say that? Because I have a questionable sense of humor.
I mean, humor is different.
Nothing's questionable.
A lot of things are questionable.
Okay, you're right.
I'm just saying it's just like it comes down to taste.
That's true.
It's just like the thing we were talking about with voices. It's
yeah, if you don't
taste.
Think we're funny, and I mean, I don't,
and that's okay.
I don't know what to say to you.
Go watch
something else.
Go watch In Living Color.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Living in Color from the 90s.
All right. Cool. So
yes.
We're going to play the last song that I can technically play that complies with FCC regulations because it's all from one artist. So this is going to be Target Practice. So we'll hear that. Then we'll be signing off. All right. Here we go.
Thanks for having us.
No, you don't have to thank me yet. I'm not going to kick you out.
Oh, okay.
we got to end the show and gracefully leave,
ouchie.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ouchie,
all right.
Oof.
So we'll play this lovely song here.
As tall as the ones you're used to being. can't breathe in the dark. I'll think of you and it'll break my heart.
All right. So that was the last song that we had for you guys from Two-Headed Girl. Thank you again so much, y'all, for coming in and doing the interview and making me feel, like, important and, and like, professional here. This was, like, a really nice interview.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Like, I really think that up-and-coming artists need more exposure, so whatever I can do to, like, contribute to that, especially since you guys are my friends, like, I really want to help you guys get more exposed. Exposed on air.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On the airwaves.
We're trying to
expose ourselves as well.
We're trying to play and, you know, be seen more here and everywhere in general.
Yeah.
To the we'll definitely be around.
Yeah. And you'll have to come back.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Awesome. Maybe we could get you live out of the studio because I know people have done it. I've just got to learn how to operate everything. And hopefully we'll see you guys in the down at the Record Room live sessions, because that would be pretty sweet too. Yeah. So that's all we have for this interview. You guys are listening to WHUS Stories 91.7. Any last comments before we sign off here?
Thanks for your time if you listened. Thanks for your time if you didn't.
Keeping it real, the urban legend.
Yeah, this was the urban legend. Did I mention that already? Yeah. I've got like dementia. I don't know.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for not tuning in. Thanks for
everything.
Tuna fish. See you. Right. See you around.
All right. WHUS Stores, Urban Legend, Two-Headed Girl is signing off for now. We're going to return back to automation. Thank you for listening, guys.